William and McLaughlin, we're just a week or so away from the start of the new North West cricket season. And I suppose, first of all, Kilrain are the defending champions. Last year ended in controversy when Brigade didn't want to play the playoffs, so the title was given to Kilrain at the end of the day. And I suppose we're all looking for a season to be complete this year without any flaws or any hiccups.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was a bad end of the season last year because the two sides, there would have been a tremendous playoff if that game had taken place. Everybody was looking forward to it. But Brigade had their reasons. They said that players were away on holiday and they couldn't field the full-strength side. So they decided they wouldn't play in the North West end. Rightly so, I think, awarded the trophy to Kilrain.
And Kilrain, of course, are the marque team this year. They are the defending champions. They won two out of the last three. So they're starting to force themselves in as a powerhouse in North West cricket, Eamon.
Very much. And they've strengthened this year. They've got back David Cook, who played with them 2 years ago. And Richard Hepburn, ex-Brigade, has come on. They have a new professional this year, Sri Lankan Roshin Silva. So they'll be a force to be reckoned with for sure again. They'll be determined to hold on to that title.
Can Brigade give them a run for their money this year again?
Yes, I do think Brigade are going to be one of their main challengers. Danza Hyatt, their new professional West Indian, he played his cricket with Kelly Mallett a few years ago and made a massive impression in the North West. So he's been a great signing for them, along with David Barr from Brady. And young Ryan McBeth, disappointing St Johnson. He has left St Johnson to join Brigade. So they're going to be a force to be reckoned with for sure.
Yeah. The closest side to them last year was Eglinton. Can they improve at the top of the table, or can you see them struggling? Because it was only 4 points, the difference between them and the top two at the end. I mean, can they improve this year?
They can improve, but it's basically the same side as last year. Stuart Thompson's the new captain this year. The young West Indian professionals returned Orion Williams, but I do think it's probably going to be a mid-table position for them. I don't think they're strong enough to be really challenging for the title.
And Dunamana, also contenders. You always have to put Dunamana along with the favourites at the start of the year, but they sort of became cup specialists in recent years. Eamon, they won 4 out of 5, and they had a league title thrown in there in the last 5 years as well.
That's right. It's been a few years, as you say. They've won it once recently, or in the last few years, the league title, but it's more or less the cup has been their big thing over the years. But I think they're determined this year to make a big impression and they go into the league. Ricky Lee Doherty's the captain, and Jan Freilink, the professional, last year's returning. And of course, Andy McBrien was made a lucrative offer to move to the Northern Union club, and he's turned that down. So that's a big boost for Dunamana. And fair play to him. He's stuck by his loyalties there and staying with Dunamana. A big force to be reckoned with this year.
That was the top four, Eamon, that finished last year. Outside of that, you've got Strabane, Ardmore and Brady just staying up by the skin of their teeth last year as well. What can they do this year?
Well, we can start off with Strabane. Ryan Gallagher's their captain. They have a new professional too, Kevin Pretorius, and they've brought on Kushpal Singh from St Johnson. So they'll be useful enough, but again, a bit like Eglinton, not strong enough. I don't think they mount this challenge to the top four. If we move on to Brady, struggled this last couple of years, just managed to avoid the drop. I think it could be a similar situation this year. It looks to me as if they're going to be fighting for survival once again. Ardmore have definitely strengthened. Gary Neely's the captain, but Mark Jardine, there's their new professional. They brought in Stephen Dunn from CIYMS as their opening bowler, and Kevin Martin has left St Johnson to take up wicket-keeping duties. And of course, they still have Degar Curry there, so they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. So that to me looks to be probably the bottom four. And of course then, right, the new team that were promoted last year, Drummond, I unfortunately think they're on for a season of struggle. They haven't employed a professional, which usually turns out to be a bit of a disaster. Chris Mercer, captain. They've a lot of players who've had senior experience before, Andy Christie, Simon Dunn and Richard McDade. But these boys are more or less on the way down a little bit now because they're getting on a little bit. But I think they're going to struggle because they come up without a professional, and it's a big step up, as we all know, from senior one to senior two to senior one. It's a massive step up, and I think they may struggle this year.
Yeah, how important is it, Eamon, for a club that's making the move up to have a professional in place and a player with so much experience? Because you really do need that factor in your team if you're to have any chance of staying in the top flight.
You do indeed. I mean, if you look at all the other clubs, they've all employed professionals, you know, and coming up even with a professional is going to be difficult enough, but to try it without one, professional makes all the difference. I mean, if you're coming up against some of these professionals and you've just got your ordinary crop of players, you're going to struggle, but there's no doubt about that. St Johnson found that out last year too, but most clubs coming up find that out. but some of them now in this lower section do employ professionals. But Drummond have decided not to go down that route, and well, time will tell.
Let's drop into the second tier. Last year, St Johnstone gave it a good crack in the Premier League, but unfortunately, Donegal's only cricket club were relegated. They can only manage 3 wins out of the 14 matches. And is their target now going to be straight back up again from the Championship, Eamon?
Yeah, I would imagine it will be, but as I said, they've lost young Ryan McBeth and Kevin Martin. But one thing about the St Johnstone boys, no matter what division they're playing in, they enjoy their cricket. They'll continue to do that. If it comes by that they can get up there challenging for promotion again, I'm sure they'll love that. But they'll enjoy it. They'll be there or thereabouts for sure. They've still a lot of experienced players within the club. But they've lost one or two players, and that's going to be a bit of a drawback for them, even down in that section.
Is it fair to say Fox Lodge are favourites for the Championship title this year?
Yeah, more or less kept their same side together, their same professional. Very close to coming up last year, Drummond just pipping them. So I think Fox Lodge would be strong favourites to get back up among the big boys.
And I suppose one of the targets of these clubs in the Championship will be maybe to try and cause a cup upset somewhere along the way, Eamon.
Oh, of course, naturally enough. And these sides love playing big teams in the cup. The teams in Section 2 love playing the Section 1 side, hoping to cause an upset. And one or two of them sometimes can. But as we've always said, Oisin, over the years, that the gap between the top and the second section is massive. And they always find it very, very difficult. Fox Lodge probably being the exception. They wouldn't be out of place up in Senior 1.
Let's move on to the interprovincial action. What can the North West do this year, Eamon, and try to build on what they achieved last year?
Well, they've appointed Ian McGregor as their manager. Bobby Rae, of course, has gone back to India. So he's a very, very experienced coach. And he's got a very strong North West panel together this year, the North West Warriors. And they've been working extremely hard during the winter, a lot of training sessions and practice sessions. Always going to be difficult to beat the Dublin side, and naturally they're the strongest. But North West will do well. They did quite well coming near the end of last season. And I think they're in for a decent under-provincial series this time round.
Yeah, and also on the Ireland team, it's great at the moment to have so many representatives for the North West representing Ireland and coming out of that North West side as well, Eamon.
Yeah, it's absolutely good. We've done very, very well. Now we've got the McClintocks and Andy Austin and the under-19s and young Aaron Gillespie. So North West very well represented. And of course, you can't forget young Chopper from Coleraine, that under-19 side. But the senior side, the full international side, well represented by North West players. Struggled a bit in the World Cup, disappointing to lose the Oman and the Holland. So a little bit of rebuilding needed there. But North West players will be to the fore this year again, which is very, very good for the Union.
Yeah. Right, Eamon, before we finish up, it's crystal ball time. First of all, the weather. Can you do anything about that?
Well, the last 2 days has been grand, but how long that's going to last, another matter. I know the grounds have been saturated. There was out of brigade on Saturday. They're ready to play a friendly, on Sunday, but that was called off. But if we can get a dry week, Oisin, I think everything's up and running. Brigade looking magnificent, order, even with all the wet weather. But the groundsmen definitely need a dry spell the rest of this week and all next week to get up and running. But fingers crossed that that'll improve. And looking forward to the start of it all on Saturday week.
All right, Eamon, time to mark your card. We're looking for your predictions on who you think will win the Premier League, the Senior Cup and the Championship for 2016.
Well, I got it right last year, Oisin, as Miles kept reminding me. I was on a bad run, but I got Coleraine right last year. This year, I'm plumping for Dunamana, so Dunamana is my choice for the Senior League this year. Dunamana, of course, are the specialists in the Senior Cup, and they've got to be in with a big shout on that as well. So Dunamana for the double for me, Oisin, and I think Fox Lodge to get promoted.
Okay, Eamon, thanks for joining us, and looking forward to next weekend. Our first live game next Saturday is going to be
Eglinton v Dunamana. See how my tip goes in their opening game.
Okay, we'll talk to you then. Thanks for joining us, Eamon.